Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope.
We need you. Hell, I need you. I'm a mess without you. I miss you so damn much. I miss being with you.
And the Bulldog.
I miss being near you. I miss your laugh. I miss your scent. I miss your musk.
On WGR.
When this all gets sorted out, I think you and me should get an apartment together.
Sports Radio 550.
Take it easy, champ. Why don't you stop talking for a while?
All right, this ought to be interesting today.
A long, sweaty day at the Hot Take Factory. I have a feeling it's going to be something.
The day after Sabres season's end is often more interesting than the seasons themselves. I'd say that's happened for a few years in a row, maybe. And maybe never in these recent years on today's level.
No, I don't think so. I guess prior to this, O'Reilly talking about how, you know, he lost his love for playing probably is the biggest headline out of one of these locker cleanout days. But boy, Eichel broke the units of measure, I think, with everything today. I mean, I think a lot of fans' worst fears are coming to light, and you know, the injury part of this is a whole nother part of the drama that, you know, frankly, I mean, we knew he was hurt, but I was not anticipating there being that on top of, you know, whatever else is happening with him.
Maybe it's the biggest. I mean, we've wondered for months whether all the losing had been enough to sort of break his spirit, and this injury confusion seems to have maybe trumped that. I don't know. We will, in time, we will get to, like, what should they actually do? But right now, I think maybe the most important thing is to, with Paul Hamilton here to join us, sort out what we learned today. You know, Paul, like, a lot of this, I don't know, tell me if you feel differently. You might. A lot of this injury stuff that Eichel laid out today is kind of new to me. I mean, we knew some things. We did you know about the broken rib?
Yeah, we've been talking about that. We had heard abdomen. We had heard broken rib. Basically, been going with broken rib for the last month or so.
And then
come to find out, both are happening. But the injury that actually happened before training camp was a rib.
We knew that he hurt his neck, but when that happened, we had the Sabres, Paul, for a period of time, not a short one, consistently say that they were not closed to the possibility that Eichel would return. They were, you know, of course, intentionally vague on his injury, really wouldn't talk about it, but they didn't close the door on his return. And today sounded like there was no chance he was going to play. Or do I have that wrong?
No, the Sabres thought there was. That's what this fight is about. And that's what I've been reporting for over a month now. This fight has been the Sabres, you know, through doctors, felt that maybe he could get back to play. Eichel, through his doctors, feel surgery is the best route to take. And it's not just like you and me going to the doctor and making a decision because it's our bodies and we can do what we want to do. The collective bargaining agreement gives the Sabres the power. So the Sabres have the right to tell Jack Eichel if he wants surgery, no. You know, Jack Eichel has the right to get other opinions. He has done that. He has talked to a lot of doctors, both in person and on the phone. And his camp is, that's why he's upset, because his camp thinks the surgery is the best way to go. The Sabres fight it. They say it's not. They feel rehab is the best way to go. The Sabres, until about the time Adam spoke. But up to about that time, we're thinking there's a possibility he could come back. And Don Granato had talked about that. That, you know, we're still thinking that Jack might be able to come back. Well, yeah, in Jack's mind, there was no chance.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of where I'm at. Yeah. Is yeah. How would they know how he felt? How would they not know how he felt?
They know how he felt. And that's where the fight was. The Sabre doctors were fighting Jack's doctors, you know, as the opinion of what should be done here, and still are.
As you understand it, Paul, was the Sabres, the organization's reluctance to sign off on Eichel having surgery. I imagine his long-range health is something that would be in everybody's best interest. But if they were, do you know if they were avoiding surgery for Eichel because they wanted him to come back and play in April? And is that like the main motivating factor? Or do they think the course of treatment that includes surgery would be a mistake, irrespective of whether or not there was hockey to be played? Obviously, now there is not.
It seems like the Sabre doctors feel surgery is a mistake. And that the best way to handle this is through rehab for as long as it goes. And if you find out the rehab isn't working, then the last resort is surgery. And I think that's what we'll probably hear from Kevin Adams, that, you know, the Sabre doctors, maybe Kevin Adams won't discuss it at all because maybe he'll think it's not his place to talk about an injury to Jack Eichel, you know, with laws and that kind of thing. But, you know, I think that's where it comes from, that they feel, and there are some doctors that will tell you, you avoid surgery at this in this this type of surgery at all costs. And it seems like maybe that's what the Sabre doctors are, even getting the information from Eichel's doctors, that's still how they feel about it.
Paul, we've probably a lot of fans have seen and heard many of the clips from today, but I did not watch or listen start to finish. So forgive me if this didn't come up. But did Eichel talk at all about how he's feeling now? Like, is the rehab, is anything working? Is he feeling better? Or no, is he still in a holding pattern?
Yeah, he's still in a holding pattern. He still would like to get the surgery, and it just seems like they're butting heads. And he said it's only been a couple of conversations. The Sabres have been quite clear. Eichel's camp have been quite clear. Eichel made it very clear that, you know, he has to worry about himself. He has to do what's best for him, but he understands the organization has to do best for what it feels is right. So, you know, he does get that. So he says things are not very black and white. And he said a couple of times that he's been trying to educate himself, but, and again said he's got to do what's best for him, and because he's only going to play hockey for so long, and he wants to be able to be a father and do other things with his life, you know, once it's past surgery and or past hockey. So he feels surgery is the way to go through the people and doctors that he has spoken with.
He did refer, if not, I think this is a quote, but he did talk about getting healthy. Like, for me, like, that's what I've got to do. So that would imply at least that, you know, he's not there yet. I also read that, now I'm not reading this from any sort of medical journals, but I read it from Barry Pachesky at Defector, who wrote on Eichel, and he said that reportedly the surgery can be a six-week injury. And so from when it happened, if the Sabres, if that's correct, that timeline would have put it at he could come back. But they didn't want the surgery, or that wasn't happening. And whatever the rehab process is, I mean, is he engaged in it? It's like that's what kind of makes me wonder if
he... Yeah, he was engaged with it. And I think they felt through rehab there was a chance he could get back by doing the rehab. And, you know, you don't know until you do it. But it just seems like, again, the Sabres are going by the premise that you avoid surgery at all costs, so the rehab is the way to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, I don't know. It sounds like it's over.
Right? I don't think there's any question.
I feel like this. I don't think there's any question. This discussion is for today, and then tomorrow it's like, all right, now what's going to happen? I mean,
right? And that like I think you know I don't know. We're left to speculate a lot here, but would the Sabres maybe discourage surgery because they're afraid it hurts his marketability on the trade market? I mean, coming off neck surgery. I mean, what an impossibly
that would be a pretty
dysfunctional
do
situation.
Don't you think that would get around the NHL?
That's a pretty scummy
way to do business. So I would say no.
Okay.
To do what?
To put off the surgery so you can get more in the trade. That would get around to players around the league.
I'm just trying to find their motivation. I mean, you know,
right.
I whether there's some ulterior motivation other than just, you know, what's the best course of action for this injury. That's all. I'm just feeling around for that.
It doesn't
have to be anything there.
I can tell you this, that once this season got away, a month into it, where we knew it was gone and he knew it was gone, from what I'm hearing, he pretty well decided then that it's time. And then the injury happened, and now this has happened. So I think it's just more confirmed in his head even more that it's time.
Well, was he already playing hurt from the beginning?
He's been playing hurt all year.
And so not only like did that happen, but then you had the coach basically denying it, right? So I just that's how I get to when he hurt his neck. And he had this, you know, this option, these options, whatever. Like, I guess he didn't literally, but where there would be this disagreement about what he should do. Like, at that point, I think he knows he's not playing for them anymore this year. Like, the season is over. They've lost 12 games going on 18 games in a row. And the coach is going to get fired any day. Like, he knows he's not coming back this year. So, what, and I'm not criticizing him for this exactly. Like, you could. But I just think, like, sort of there, the way you're talking, you're just saying now you think he was done then, and so do I. And so I just think the Sabres would have known that. And when they were talking about him from that point forward, they would not say it. They could have said, it's, you know, this, we're in last place by a mile where he's done for the season. They could have just settled for that without being specific, but they still wouldn't.
Because they were hoping that the rehab would work and they could get him back on the ice.
But they knew he wasn't coming back on the ice, I think. Right? Like, wouldn't they have known that?
They can force him back on the ice or suspend him.
I know, Paul. You're saying your sources tell you think he was done. So
done with the Sabres.
Yes.
That by the end of the year, he would like to be out of here.
Yeah, but he was going to come back and play five games?
The Sabres wanted him to come back. I'm telling you what the Sabres wanted. And they can force that. They can force that issue if he gets cleared by a physician.
But what a bad look. Why would any team in its right mind even bother, right? It's a serious injury. That much we know. It's a delicate You would not play games. The guy makes $10 million a year. You would not play games with a neck injury for five games, like for this last week of games with Michael Hauser in net, right? Like, there has to be some level of competence here.
You and I just aren't going to get there. I'm telling you, they thought the rehab would work and he would play again. That's what they thought. Or it had a chance. No, I should say they had a chance to work.
Yeah, I just don't think that's the point. I'm sorry. I mean, they might have been right in thinking that in a certain situation, but in this situation, why did they care that much about that? Like, you know, there would be the part where, like, how to treat this injury is best, you know, one way or the other long term. That's right. But there should never have been any consideration, in my opinion, to him coming back. Like, best case, it would have been 2 weeks or something like that. So
what I don't understand is why they can't, if the player is so determined to get the surgery and think it's the right thing to do, why they can't agree to it. Why are their doctors so against it?
Well, there would be an answer to that. There would be an answer to that.
And that comes
maybe
Wednesday.
We'll get one. I don't know if we'll get one or not, but.
But somebody who doesn't work there could answer that question. You don't have to work there to answer that question. This is not an injury that's never happened before. So there would be, you know, doctors who could answer that question. Like,
why would you have to work there to find out why aren't the Sabres letting him have the surgery? That's the Sabres' opinion, and we need to find out from them, why are they not letting him?
Yeah, okay. But, you know, just in a generic sense, somebody who is knowledgeable could tell you, like, what are the risks, you know, and what is the timetable on both sides. And so, like, I just mean somebody, you wouldn't have to be the Sabres doctor to be knowledgeable about that, because, you know, lots of people have had the injury. So
definitely you can find out about the injury, but the question was, why are the Sabres not letting him do it? That's what I said. I don't understand. If he wants to do it, it's his body, and I just don't understand why they're being so stubborn about it.
Well, I mean, it certainly, we were going to spend probably whatever amount of time we'd spend on the Sabres this spring and summer, a lot of it would have been on figuring out what is going to happen with Jack Eichel and the drama in that. I mean, there's still something, you know, he's got to get healthy, and then I assume he has to get traded. Like, this does not sound like a guy that is eager to get back and play for the Sabres at this point. And I wonder how they feel about him through this, you know? If they feel like, if they don't agree with what his medical assessment is of his own situation, maybe there's bad blood on both sides now. Eventually we're going to get to, you know, what kind of marketability is there for a guy coming off of this injury. It's hard to get trading a guy of this caliber right. It's hard to win in that trade. This drama around this injury, I think, is just going to make it that much harder. And we definitely did not need that extra headache, I think, of figuring out if he's healthy, how much that hurts his trade value, and all of it. I mean, there's just a lot to sift through now.
Well, I think I can speculate without too much problem that I'm sure the Pegulas and Kevin Adams were not happy with today's press conference, you know, and what was said, whether it was good, bad, or indifferent, right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm sure they just were not happy about it at all. So, because now they've got it. Now Adams has to sit there and answer questions on Wednesday, which I'm sure he was going to get questions, but he's going to have to answer them a little bit differently after what Eichel said. And it's all out there now. And it's kind of Eichel saying, hey, Kevin, guess what? It's up to you now. Your turn. I've had my turn. Go ahead. Go for it.
Yeah, they might have to be honest. Yeah. I mean, what Eichel was, on a certain level, I appreciate how he was today.
Uh-huh.
Because he was blunt and he's like, yeah, this has not gone well for me. We disagree. And he didn't as you wrote, he didn't exactly say, get me out of here. But he might as well have. Right. Mm-hmm. And so he was believable, I thought, in this thing today. That's without, of course, knowing the exact details of the injury and having any sort of informed medical opinion about it. But
I agree with you 100%. I never at any time during that press conference thought to myself, oh, Jack's trying to pull one over on us here. I never felt that in the least.
Yeah, and when you asked him about what his options were, he's like, well, this is how it works, you know? Like, he sort of was almost like a smile came over him and said, I wish I could do that, but I can't. This is how it works.
Right.
So
I'd be curious, now that this has come up, and I wouldn't have even known with it not coming up, is why would the players agree to this in the collective bargaining agreement, having basically no say in your – I mean, you can go get your doctor's opinion, but it's totally up – and I put the part of the collective bargaining agreement in the article, what it says, it's totally up to the club's physicians. And I thought to myself, why would the players agree to that?
I did see something I think Elliot Friedman posted – a couple bits about a grievance process when there is a disagreement. The player is free to get a second opinion, right? Like you're in like the part that you have clipped into your article, and it's the team's decision. But if there is disagreement, the players' association there is a process you can go through and go to a medical arbitrator. Basically, you have to agree like that you know, to live by that decision, then it's binding, I believe, once you take that step. But there is a process Eichel and his agent can get into here if they choose, I believe.
And that sounds like something that I think they would be open to.
Wonder where it leaves Reinhardt.
Yeah.
You know, had a great season.
Mm-hmm.
And he's up. Which I would blame the Sabres for, the way they did it with him contractually, but that's in the past too.
They have never given him a long-term deal. It's always been these short-term things, and now he's in a spot where he can insist upon a one-year deal and leave for nothing unless the Sabres decide that they want to get rid of him. And, you know, he didn't really give a clue. I mean, he's upset. He was totally angry during the call, but he basically said that those things tend to work themselves out, you know, when he was asked about it.
Yeah, so, spoken like a guy who doesn't really have the leverage.
Right.
You know, like I can't just go if I want to go. But the Sabres
have to realize that if, you know, he spends one more year on a contract, he can go for nothing. So if he insists and will not sign anything but a one-year deal and holds out or something like that, the Sabres have to realize that, hey, this isn't going anywhere. And his value is never going to be any higher, I don't think, than it is right now.
Yeah. Right.
If that's where it is and he's not going to sign a long-term deal with you and has basically told you that it's one more year and out, well, I don't think his value is ever going to be any higher than it is now.
I think we'll be talking a lot this week, Paul, you know. Also,
oh, absolutely.
You have leverage in that. You can say no.
I would never say no.
You would never say no. That's good to know.
No more games to cover, Paul. So, yeah, we've got you. You're at our mercy now.
I'm actually looking forward to that. We had 3 days of this instead of just one day, and you do like 16 interviews in one day, and you're like, well, what am I going to do with all these? I mean, we're going to stretch it out a little bit through the week. That's cool.
Is there anything tomorrow?
Yes, there are some players tomorrow. And then there is Adams and Granato on Wednesday.
It's all virtual.
It's the younger players tomorrow. The Dahlins, the Mittelstats, the Cousins.
Cage Thompson I saw on the list. Yeah, right.
Yeah, some of those guys will get questions about today.
Right.
You know, if Paul has anything to do with it.
Would you like to be the next captain of the Sabres? It's like, what?
You know, is it reparable? We need Ristolainen back. He's the one who just can't. He's always so blunt.
He was interesting today. He just said, you know what? I just came back from Kevin Adams, and I told him, you know what? Whatever you want is fine. He goes, if you want me to come back for the final year of my contract, I'll be happy to. If you want to trade me, that's fine. He goes, whatever you want.
Yeah, he's always sounded like that. I just don't sound like that when it comes to him. But he has always sounded like that. Yeah, he is completely numb by now. He is just completely numb. This is his entire life.
Now, what I took out of that was – I'm playing one more year here if that's what you want.
Right.
It's up
to you.
And I have unrestricted free agency.
It's up to you guys. Do what you need to do. I'll be here. If you want me, I'll be here.
Right. If you want me for one more year, that's cool. And if we don't make – because he said, next year I have to make the playoffs, whether it's here or somewhere else, I have to make the playoffs next year.
Good luck. All right. Thanks, Paul. Good job.
Take care, guys. Man.